Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Two Up and Two Down. And today, we got a great one, the Jimmy. So, Tony, start us off. What do you got for your first up?
The Jimmy. Season 6, solid episode. Our friends of the show, Cavett and Robin, friend of the show, Anthony Stark. Lot to look into here with the Jimmy. My first up for the Jimmy, a lot to choose from on my list. I feel like it's, you know, it's one of those things where there's a lot, but it's kind of all the same thing here. I don't want to take too much with the first shot. I'm going to go with the conversation Elaine has with both Jerry and George. Classic Seinfeld, dating back to George getting the massage from a man, you know, to obviously later on, you know, the outing, everything in between, just a whole, you know, just admitting a man is handsome doesn't necessarily make you homosexual. The way Elaine says it is perfect. George is, you know, George doesn't help, you know, and Jerry's just like right off the bat, I find it abhorrent and you know, grotesque, whatever he says there. Kramer walks in, the whole thing, you don't want them even want to get involved with this guy in the gym, and even, you know, mentioning he may be good looking to Elaine. Just love that. Always love that dynamic. So it's always great to hear George's take on those things, just the way Elaine delivers that line too, you know. That's my first up.
Yeah, good one. Because, yeah, I love playing this game with you guys, too. And I had that marked down as an up as well. So, yeah, good pick. Chris, over to you. What's your first up?
Yeah, George saying it doesn't help. You know, nothing better than that. You know, to me, with these episodes, I like to find tone setters. You know what I mean? And I think the intro to Jimmy was just that. I love when they're playing basketball. I don't know why. Back to the Keith Hernandez episode, something about it. It's just, it brings me back. I don't know. But just the whole intro to Jimmy, and before even Jimmy gets there, how annoyed Jerry is. Like, Jerry just, he's so jealous and gets so annoyed. George is so happy. And then, you know, talking about how he's my height and he can dunk, the whole thing. And then obviously when Jimmy walks in and he starts talking in the third person, incredible stuff. Just set the tone for the rest of the episode. And obviously, in that first intro, he introduces Strength Footwear. We all know I owned a pair of that back in the day. Clearly, it never helped my jumping ability. But nevertheless, a lot packed in there in that first scene. But it really set the tone for the episode. And, you know, again, the performance by Stark, we know, is legendary. So that's my first up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Jimmy is that character is definitely right up there in the top five of fan favorites, I gotta imagine. So yeah, good pick. Tony, back to you. What's your second up?
Yeah, and I'm glad you went there because it really is the opening scene is the best Jimmy scene. I think, you know, we'll get there, but there's a lot of Jimmy, which we love. I mean, Anthony Stark put us on the map as far as our first guest who was actually on the show. Love him. Love his energy. And I know how it brings up some great points there. But move Manhattan, set Jimmy back a little. Love that line. Anthony Stark loved that line. That's what he used to like get into the character. He told us
it was part of the choice. I kind of thought that the guy was a little psychotic, you know, because he was so self-involved and, you know, and you kind of, I was immediately suspicious, like what inspired this knucklehead to even move to Manhattan? You know, it would strike me that New York is a bit much for this guy, you know, because he's not nearly as smart as he thinks he is. And I wonder if he, you know, and he's like, he's making his money by selling these plyometric shoes and demonstrating with his vertical leap, you know, like that brought you to New York. You know, and you know, you couldn't do that at a mall in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know. So but anyway, so yeah, I tend to find dark characters funny, you know, and characters that are kind of oddly menacing to be funny too. So that obviously fits with Larry David, and he really ran that show. he obviously has a kind of darker sense of humor as well. He finds his stuff funny. So it just kind of worked out.
Just great stuff. My second up, you know what? I'm going to go with another guest star, Bryan Cranston, a fan favorite as well, Whatley. I mean, this is some, you want to talk about a primetime show. You talk about the contest, you talk about the attic. This is something else. I mean, he's drunken Jerry, having relations with the nurse and Jerry. Who knows what's going on? I mean, so much going on in this thing with the Penthouse magazine. He's got the earring in. He's wearing these cool shirts. I mean, who is Whatley? He's a real swinger. Trading hygienists, the other Dr. Sussman. I mean, this is some good stuff with Whatley. Have an adult only dentist office. Good stuff. I think Whatley delivers just the way he's talking to the nurse and everything with Jerry. I got to give it up there. I think it's something you don't see very often in a primetime NBC TV show, but good stuff. Solid performance by Cranston, obviously. So second up.
Yeah, with such a strong performance from Jimmy and Anthony Stark there. You forget. Yeah, the strong episode with Whatley. So good one. Chris, you're second up, please.
Yeah, I believe Paula Jones of Bill Clinton was on that Penthouse, believe it or not. And yeah, I don't know, maybe Elaine drove Whatley to this because he had a wholesome Thanksgiving party, if you recall, right? So who knows? Yeah, there's a lot here, the Jimmy Elaine stuff. But I'm going to give an ode to, which is rare, but we like to do this with guest stars. This is the first time we meet Wilhelm. And I tell you, he hit it out. He knocked it out of the park right away as Wilhelm, as that boss questioning George and just kind of that elder statesman that, Wilhelm doesn't really get a lot of love. We've had Mr. Morgan on, of course. The big Stein gets a lot of press. But for me, Wilhelm, first time we met him, which is shocking because we feel like he's just there forever, right? So for me, my second up is Mr. Wilhelm.
All right, very good. Strong up representation from the guest stars here. So those are the ups. Tony, back to you. Let's start with downs. What's your first?
That's a solid up. I didn't even really put that together, Wilhelm's first episode. Listen, I didn't write a lot of downs down. Obviously, we kind of talked about that at the start, but we're finding downs. I know I just gave Whatley an up, but I don't really like the whole when Jerry's telling Elaine what happened in Whatley's office. The Caligula joke is kind of, that's an easy order. This guy, that's just like Caligula. Didn't love it. I think this goes against Elaine's character to be like, so what? You were violent. Two people violated you under the gas. Big deal. She just nonchalantly thinks it's no big deal that Whatley just basically has his way with Jerry in the office. I mean, that's very unlike Elaine, I would think. Just the fact that she was just like, yeah, join the club. I don't know. I did like Jerry's line spitting out and ranting like there's no tomorrow. But other than that scene, we know it may have happened. Maybe if he's talking to George there, it might play better. I don't like him talking to Elaine there. I don't like what Elaine has to say about the situation. I don't love the Caligula joke. So if I'm finding it down, that's going to be it.
All right. Yeah, it's a good point there, Tony. We'll take that as a down. Chris, over to you. What's your first one?
Yeah, had the same thing, the Caligula. And it's funny, Elaine obviously asked them out at the party. There's no tension there with Whatley. Like, she never brought that up. I found that interesting. Another interesting thing, I always notice it. Steve Tisch, the owner of the Giants, is always sitting in during that conversation. I think he won some prize to sit behind them, and I always recognize him there. But anyway, first down, and you know what, America, you're not going to like this because everyone loves this scene, and it's so great. The Mel Torme stuff at the end, I don't know. It just goes on a little too long. The whole, and I get it. They did it in one take and the velvet fog. I don't know. Even then, even now, and I know people love it. So I'm accepting that. But for me, I don't know. It was a little too much. The whole thing with Kramer, it was funny. I get the punch, the whole thing. But for me, the Mel Torme at the end was just a little much. First down.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Well, that's the name of the game. It's your ups, your downs, and not everybody has to agree with them. And I'm pretty sure fans are going to, you know, voice their opinions too. So, Tony, back to you. What's your second down?
You guys love when I do this a little too much, Mel Torme. I only wrote down two downs. We don't like to do this, folks, but I'm doubling down. I totally agree with O'Hara. And anyone who thinks different, I'm sorry. People love the scene, as he said. I don't like it. I don't really like it at all. I mean, I bolded it as a down. I only wrote two downs down. A great point. It goes on way too long. Jerry, at the beginning, talking about watching a guy sing makes me feel uncomfortable. That's what he's talking about. That literally makes me feel uncomfortable watching Mel Torme sing the whole thing, Kramer with the, you know, all this. I don't like it at all. This is probably the second time we've ever doubled down on something where I'm not giving a different down. I call it a cop out, call it what you want. I gotta just back it up and use it as my second down, because honestly, I didn't write anything else down. And also, I want to stress that I agree on this one. If America really disagrees with us, then you got both of us here to go against, because I didn't like it at all. I agree with O'Hara. I didn't like it from the get go. And I didn't like it now on the rerun. So I hate to do it, but same thing, down on the Mel Torme singing.
Well, there you go. Double down on Mel. Okay, Chris, back to you. What's your second down?
Yeah, believe it or not, I did have a few downs, and I'm deciding which one to go here. You know, Jerry's storyline a little. You know what? I'm going to go the George Kung Pao chicken stuff. It kind of leads into later George, and I don't like him saying, oh, George, get upset, or George likes spicy chicken. Like, I just... That new George, the season 7, 8, 9 George, is getting sprinkled in there. You know, it felt like a forced story. Like, oh, I can't shower, I can't go back to work. Like, when the hell were they playing basketball anyway? You know, their lunch, and then they went to a meeting. Potentially, that happened back in the day in the city, so maybe. But, and then he's eating Kung Pao chicken. It just worked out a little too nice. But you know, listen, that's what Kevin and Robin, Larry expected in those kind of. More of those meaty years where everything tied together. But George sweated the meeting and enforced the Kung Pao chicken. The whole he kept sweating thing. All right, we get it. But it just had, like I said, sprinkles of later George, which we all know what we think of. So that's my second down.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Yeah, that's, like you said, a little preview of the George to come there. So, all right, guys, ups and downs are done. So let's go back to Tony. Wrap it up with grade and your impressions of the Jimmy episode.
Yeah, I'm sensing my partner over there is a little down on Jimmy. We'll get there. I'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm interested. Listen, those are valid points. I agree. I think this is creeping into season 7, George. What I wrote down about this episode was same thing he just said. It comes together really, really well. It's one of those episodes. Everything is tied perfectly between the doc that, you know, Jimmy punching Kramer going to Whatley and slipping. Everything's kind of tied in perfectly. Couple ups we didn't mention. George jumping is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life with the blue outfit. You know, all of that's great stuff. Kramer in the cab with what's his face is amazing. What's that guy's name?
Arthur Dean's Fry.
Yeah, Dean's Fry. Kramer with him is great. You know, he likes what I do. Like, what do you mean? What do you do? Lots to love about this episode, but it's interesting because I wrote the same thing, George with the Kung Pao. It's okay. It's not great. It's okay. It's good. Elaine and Jimmy is solid. Jerry and Watley's okay. Everything is good together, but none of them are really shining on their own stuff. There's not a lot of like memorable pop out stuff aside from Jimmy, right? Jimmy's holding a lot for me on that, though. I probably sounds like maybe not for my partner over there, but I'm going to go. Listen, I'm going back and forth a little bit here, but I got to be fair. I mean, when I think of the Jimmy episode, I think in the A range. So I'm not dropping this to a B+. I'm giving the Jimmy an A-. You know, I was leaning towards a solid clean A, but there might not be enough there, you know, to pull it all the way through. The ending kind of the ending brings it down a little bit, as we mentioned. I do love the George and Steinbrenner stuff, very Abbott Costello. Why would George steal from the Yankees? Yeah, he wouldn't. Steinbrenner George for lunch. You're right. Yeah, the whole thing there, I love it. Listen, it's a great episode. It's A range. I'm not arguing an A. I'm going to give it an A minus. That's my grade for the Jimmy, A minus.
Yeah, well, Tony, I agree with you there. That's exactly the same grade I wrote down, but we got to hear from Chris. We want to know what you have to say, and it's your opinion that matters here the most. So give us what you got.
Yeah, my partner always paints a picture and then gives a different grade. It's really interesting. This guy wasn't good, that wasn't good, but it's an A, you know. And I'm with him. But again, I think the downs always, when we do this, the downs feel weightier than they should be. Because I think we could give a lot more ups, and you touched on a lot of them. You know, Jimmy's going to put the move on Elaine. I love that stuff. Elaine looked amazing in this episode. And it's Jimmy. I mean, there's only one episode named the Jimmy. Okay. And Anthony Stark he's right up there with, you name it, Lawrence Tierney and Klompas as most memorable. The Whatley stuff, you know, Wilhelm. Yeah, you're right. The Jerry stuff was average. Kramer stuff, good. You know, everything was kind of just B level. But when you got Jimmy, he lifts it up a notch. So I'm not going A range, but I'm going to give it a B plus because Jimmy earned that. And Jimmy likes this episode, and I can't stop saying Jimmy. And it's just been for me, it's a fair grade of B plus. I don't think it's A range for all the points you mentioned. And you really want like a George and Kramer super elevating it. Maybe not all four, obviously, but at least two of them. And we didn't really get that, but we got a big elevation from Jimmy. So B plus for the Jimmy.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. That's a A minus and a B plus for the Jimmy, which is definitely solid scores. So thank you guys. And we'll see everybody on the next one.